B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a rap party podcast, a late rap party podcast by terms of us.
And yeah, we're booked,
man.
When we record it, it's 12:20, and normally we're wrapping up the day. We try and record the rap party like in the 10 o'clock hour,
yeah.
And get it up for you. So I'm sure we have DMs and text messages asking where the rap party is, but it's here. And well, let's start off the rap party podcast the way we finish the show. How does my beard look now? Almost 4 hours. It's been 4 hours in real time.
Buddy, it really doesn't look that bad.
People keep saying that.
I think you should keep it.
Can you imagine?
Or like go so, because we did kind of botch it a little bit. So maybe.
It's so dark around my under my lip.
Maybe
and
you could have a professional work that a little bit.
You know why? It's because your hair was darker there. Your hair hadn't
longer.
Turned white there.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Why didn't you lighten it up there when you did that, Lauren?
Well.
You purposely went after me.
She doesn't know.
I put it on there last so that it would lighten the least, but I thought, I mean, you have to at least even it out and put something through there.
It looks so funny. My wife is going to come back from New Jersey, her trip from New York, and I don't know what she's going
to
think.
I don't want Amanda to call me mad later.
She's not going
to
call you mad.
She's going to
be
talk
mad.
To him mad.
Yeah.
What if she likes it, and then you have to do this for me every week?
Okay.
She's like, hello, Sean Connery.
We have pictures up, and Loren's working on the video since Nicole's not here, and she normally does all that stuff. She will have all that up at the MRL show, but there's pictures up at the MRL show on Insta and Facebook and Twitter, so you can go look at everything there.
And you can still follow the process at the MRL show in our stories. I'll just have the video up later today.
Good. We actually, it's crazy because people are like we met with Quagmire, our boss. He didn't say a damn thing about it.
No, you're right. He didn't. Do you think he even noticed? And by the way, he walked with us back to our studio, spoke to us in our studio, and still didn't say anything in private.
Didn't say anything. Carol, who works in our commercial department, she looked in. I go, what did I do? She goes, nothing. I just want to see. She goes, it doesn't look that bad. I heard it on the way in.
It doesn't. Now, when we still had the dye plastered all over your face, it looked pretty bad. But now it's like on the hair. You know, I wish we did your neck.
Well, I'm going to shave there. I'm going to shave today, and I'll show you guys what it's like. I'll unveil my face. What I'll do is I'll wear a burka tomorrow.
Okay. so we can see what it looks
I'll
like.
I'll unveil it like the Masked Singer.
Hmm. Now, do you think your skin's dyed?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Johnny Paint over here was slapping it on.
I'm not even saying anything.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing. But I don't know how else you would be able to do it without getting it on your skin.
You would have to. I mean, there's no other way.
Like, you would think that maybe the beard stuff is different than the hair stuff. Because it's, you know what I mean? Like men's.
No, it's still dye, man.
I know, man, but maybe it's not as bad.
I don't know. I want a beard so bad to cover my double chin, like a big beard to cover my, to hide.
Like a Duck Dynasty type thing?
Maybe not that big, but kind of, yeah. I think that would look really cool.
Like Captain Jim, our traffic guy rocks one, Brandon.
Can't see you with a beard like that.
He can't grow anything, although he's got a little something going on.
Oh, today I do?
Yeah.
I can grow a goatee pretty well. When I was on vacation, I didn't shave at all.
Yeah.
I let everything grow out.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's one of the bets I want to do for Royer. Like, he's got to grow out his beard for like a month.
I mean, probably just to see anything. It's going to take a month.
But it's that awkward phase. That's crazy.
It is. And that's why I don't like it. I cannot stand the awkward phase because I then get really down on myself. Because I'm like, oh, I look ugly. I could see the double chin really well, and you know.
Then you look at a picture of yourself, and you feel even worse.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now, like being pregnant. Like, I know my face is getting more round, but I'm in that awkward stage with my hair length where I can't cut it because my face will look even more round, and it's not growing fast enough to give me a longer, leaner face, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We're in awkward periods.
Tell everyone about, what, do you want to talk about that? I forget.
Talk about which what?
What you saw on your camera.
What did I see on my
Remember, you said you were sitting on the couch?
Oh, me? Yeah, I can talk about that. Let me tell you what. So we have a camera that is right in the living room so I can see my dog when I'm not there. And so it looks right at the couch, like right vertically, not straight on, but to the side. You can just see the side of the couch. So I'm sitting there, and I, like, move a little bit, and I get an alert on my phone that someone's in your living room. And I'm like, well, no dip, it's me. And just out of curiosity, I click on it to look at it, and I look at my fat ass just laying out on the couch. Oh, and I'm so disgusted with my posture. It looks like when I sit on a couch, it looks like I just ran in and just fell into it. And I'm like watching TV, exhausted. All leaned back, looking at the TV.
You're comfortable. You're like a pharaoh.
But like I look and I'm like, no wonder my back always hurts. No wonder I have all these issues. Come on, sit up straight. I mean, it looks like I'm just like vegetating.
No posture.
I mean... Like, any chiropractor probably would look at the way I sit on a couch. And by the way, in my head, I think I'm sitting up.
Yeah.
In my head, I think I'm watching TV like anyone else would sit there and watch. But then I look at the camera, and I'm like, look at this.
Oh, let me tell you something. Every time I go see Dr. Marco, he's like, you know, I check in on you guys, and I watch your videos, and none of you are sitting up straight.
He's like, I want to reach through the camera and push you back. And I'm like, well, I lean over. Look at how far... You guys can't see, obviously, listening, but the board that controls all the knobs and switches is about a foot away from me, and I have to lean. Yeah. My whole life is leaning.
I know, and mine's leaning back.
I know. I do. You know what? I do want to bring in different headphones so I can stand up a little bit in 2020 in here, so let me remind my Siri.
Okay.
Remind me to bring in my Beats headphones at 8 p.m. tonight.
Done.
Good. Thank you. Australian Siri.
I was arguing with my Google Home last night to the point that Strong's like, all right, old man, can you not figure it out? I'm like, I want a timer. She keeps setting a damn alarm. I was like, I don't know how to fix it.
So Alexa doesn't recognize Amanda's voice as well as she recognizes mine.
So that's exactly my Google Home. It is designed because I'm the one who installed it. It is set up with my voice.
Yeah. So... I mean, like, Dean and Amanda have to ask Alexa twice. Like, the alarm will go off, and I'll hear Amanda, if I'm in a different room, go, Alexa, stop. And then you hear, Alexa, stop! You're so stupid. I hate this thing. Babe, we're getting rid of Alexa.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay. Well, I'm exhausted. What else do you want to talk about? I really want to go home and shave and try and get this off as much as I can. I'm so nervous for my wife. That's the problem, is, like, I don't... She's been gone. I don't want her to come home and be like, and she's going to look on socials anyway.
What time does she get home?
7.
She has some time.
She lands at 6. I know, but like, I don't want her to be like, you're an idiot. Like, why do you do this?
You need to shave. You need a shower. If that doesn't work, soak your face inside of a water tub. Just the bottom part where you can breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to look worse if you shave it, to be honest.
I got to trim around here, though.
Well, you can trim it, but like, just remember, if your skin is like taking the dye too, you're going to have to take
rubbing alcohol
and like with a
that's going to burn
Q-tip and
that's going to burn
it out.
It's awful. It's awful. I for a minute I looked like the captain from the rum bottles.
Captain you know how Morgan.
Yeah, everybody Captain Morgan, where you put the mustache.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I looked. But
yeah, go home and then take that off. I'm good with ending the Rap Party podcast.
Yeah. We gave you 20 minutes on Monday.
Yeah.
We're averaging the same
time throughout
the week, but
yeah. Yeah. I'm starving. What are you guys gonna eat? We never went to Waldorf, by the way. We never went to the German restaurant, although Roy did go.
To the Lidl, which is German.
You went to the German shopping market.
Yeah, I did. It was great.
Going to lunch with my girlfriends.
Where are you going?
I'm just meeting him at Clean Juice. We're just grabbing something quick.
All right, well, you get out of here. We'll all get out of here. And don't forget, if you didn't do it, you got to listen to the Rap Party. I'm sorry, to the War of the Roses today. Was we didn't really spend enough time on it, but it was crazy. So you got to listen to that war. That's we'll put that up on the podcast as well, okay?
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Buddy, what's going on in your afternoon show today?
Well, if you listen to Roy in the afternoon, which, by the way, we haven't even talked about that. We're not going to talk about that on the air. But I now do the afternoon drive on this.
We should talk about it and push people to listen in the afternoon.
Okay.
They can get their Roy. If they know Roy's there. Why not?
I'm double duty, man. I work 16 hours a day.
All right. Well, everybody listen to Roy this afternoon on KISS 95.1.